Before we move on to the last part of this, just want to make this observation in verse 19 of Delilah. She made him sleep upon her knees. He was rendered helpless. I think of the boy in one of the Old Testament scriptures, the Shunammite, who had gone out to the field with the reapers, and his head was exploding, and his father sends him home, and he dies upon the knees of his mother. I think of Jael and Sisera, where with the milk he lays down and he is defeated. Samson here, in this sense, is a defeated man. She calls for a man, cuts off the locks of his head. And then look what happens. She doesn't call the lords of the Philistines. It says she began to afflict him. Here was the woman that he fell in love with. And you know, she's probably slapping him all around. Here's the great Samson. She has the money put away. The lords had brought up the money. His hair is shorn. He is rendered weak and impotent. And this woman, someone was talking about Brother Amiel, maybe Samson was like the size of Amiel. Well, Delilah was probably more diminutive than Samson, if you think he was that physique. And she's now slapping around this man that with his bare hands just tore a lion. And this is what can happen to us spiritually, that we become less than any other man. And here's Delilah. And so what happens? It says, verse 20, the Philistines are upon thee. He awoke and he says, you know what? And this is how we can think. We can get to this point to say, you know, all I got to do is shake myself and it's off of me. You know, I can go and hang out and be involved in this and that. And all I got to do is shake myself, you know, dust off where I've been and I'm ready to go again. Well, no. The Lord was departed from him. The Lord could not have any part of this. Disobedience had brought separation. But the Philistines, God said, listen, I can't have anything to do with this vessel here now. But the Philistines warned him. They put out his eyes. Spiritual blindness. He can't see anymore. They brought him down to Gaza, bound him with fetters. He is now exactly what they said. We want to bind him again. Want to afflict, bind him. And they put him to grind in the prison house. All of the liberty, young people, that we have in Christ, having been brought up out of the bondage house of Satan, the hard taskmaster, we put ourselves, or Samson has put himself in type, back under the influence of these hard taskmasters. But you know, here's grace. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaved. And I'd like us to try to end on a very positive line in these last few verses. And maybe someone can help us. But there was rejoicing. Let me make this segue. There was rejoicing in the house of the God of the Philistines. Right? So let's bring him right here. There was a feast. Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. They praise their God, for they said, our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy, the one who slew many of us. You see, there was victory that Samson had wrought in the name of the Lord, but now he was brought low. And the God of this age wants nothing more than to see believers crash and burn so they can say, look, this is what our God has done. You say you have a God that's great? Our God has brought you here.
That's exactly what Nathan the prophet said to David when he had to come to him after the matter of Bathsheba. And he says to David, thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. And this is exactly what has happened here in Samson's case. And we also need to realize that our activity, the activity of the flesh that is outside of the path, the mind, and obedience to the Lord, brings occasion for the enemy, the world, those around us. It brings occasion. He's Christian. Really? And that dishonors the name of the Lord. And we need to allow that to take root in our hearts, that we don't give occasion for the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme the name of the Lord.
It's interesting because we have Samson here broken. And the reality is, once we're saved, we are never able to be taken out of the hand of the Lord. But sometimes the Lord needs to break us, and He needs us to be broken. Samson had to be brought to the end of himself before the Lord can, before his hair could start to grow again. It had to be shaved off. He had to come to the end of himself. Samson had a problem with his eyes. They had to go. He didn't take his problem to the Lord. He didn't try and correct it to himself. They had to go. He had to come to the point where he was nothing. And we, as Christians, never want to come to the point where the Lord needs to break us, because He will. And He doesn't do it because He hates us. He doesn't do it because He wants to punish us. He does it because He wants to correct us. And He wants to use us. Samson, even in this low state, was used of the Lord the most mighty way in his entire life. The Lord, our Lord, is able to use the weakest of vessels. And that's what he does here. Samson, you know, you could say what you want about him, but he is in Hebrews 11. He is a man that was used of the Lord in a mighty way and with great faith. With great faith. How do you march, fight 1,000 guys with the jawbone of a donkey without faith? And so this mighty man of God had to be made nothing of before the Lord could use him in the most mighty way.
The vow of the Nazarite could be said to end back when he defiled himself, but his hair wasn't shaved then. It is shaved now. So the vow is shown to be broken in the most public way. It's ended. But this is a chance for it to begin again, because now that it's public, that it's final, that everything is over, the Lord can begin to work again, use Samson. Samson can understand perhaps how far he's come.
That's a point actually Matthew touched on in the last reading. The fact is, it's I'm happy that also the misery that Samson had, and it caused us to kind of think in a really just sad way about his ways. Our God is a God of recovery. Our God is a God of recovery. He would like to pick us up when we fall and use us. But let your hair grow. Let your hair grow. This whole idea of coming to the end of oneself. Samson has to go through a public humiliation to get to that. There's no reason for anyone to go through that. If we confess our sins, if we acknowledge before Him that we need Him, if we repent, and when we talk about repentance, there is repentance of sinners, but there are also repentance of sin. Samson, if I could say with that New Testament language, he was a believer. But he had gone backsliding very far. But God was waiting. And Samson hair grew. And Samson realized, I could pray. He said, remember me, O Lord. Remember me. Remember, Lord. Remember what you told my mother. Remember the vow. Remember. The Lord didn't forget. It's Samson who forgot. Remember me, O Lord. And the Lord remembered Samson. Samson also depended on the Lord. You know what? He said, I'll shave myself and I'll go after them. I'll go and get, they're waiting for me outside. I'll take the doors and the bars and throw them on the top of the hill. I can do it. I don't need. Now he realized that he could not do it in his own strength. And these are the things that we need to learn. Because we could start anew. Now, if we have, and every one of us, sometimes we go off the road. And we need to be picked up. We need to realize we need to submit to the Lord to have our hair grow. We need to be true to our Nazarite vow. We need to remember what the Lord have told us to do. And we need to connect the fellowship again, to contact the fellowship and to have that relationship. And we need to pray. We need to pray, and that's what Samson did. And God was there to give him victory in the end of his life. I mean, if he died earlier to himself, he could have killed more Philistines than that. But he didn't die for himself at all. He was living for himself. And he gained nothing. But now when he comes to the end of himself, and he became just completely in the hand of the Lord would use him in a mighty way. There is a way back. There is a way back. God have provided a way back. There is a way back. But we need to acknowledge where we have fallen. Prodigal son came to himself, said, I have sinned before heaven and before you. He realized he's not worthy. When we get to that point and the bride is taken away, God will pick us up. And he will do more mighty work than in the beginning when we have gone astray.